Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. We have a great case with us today. He was on with us in June 27th, 2009, show number 256, if you want to check it out. Tony, who was diagnosed with hepatitis C 2 years ago, getting progressively worse, and we'll get to hear his story soon. Before we get to him, I want to just go over who we had with us last week. We had Ruth First, who was diagnosed with diabetes 20 years ago. Her hemoglobin A1C has come down to 6. When she first came to us, it was 13. She was on over 120 units of insulin, now on less than 4 per day. We're encouraging her to come off of it because her diabetes is basically cured by her diet. Mike also.
And our treatment.
And our treatment. Right. That's, I always forget. Our treatment number one, diet
number two.
Right. Mike, has been with us too for quite some time, diagnosed with thyroid problems, hypothyroid, and high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and sciatica problem. And we basically cured that.
All of them, yeah.
All have been cured. Recently, he had to go back for surgery. Last year, he had, I guess, L4, L5, the surgeon convinced him to get surgery. The pain came back.
One of the reasons is that he was not adhering to the diet.
Right.
He was acidic.
Right.
That eats up the bone.
Right. And so he came back to us, and that is also
cured
after five treatments.
Yes.
And that was with the homeopathic injectables. Mm-hmm. Just want to add that people who call our office ask if we accept insurance. We do accept insurance. Medicare pays for 3 treatments every 60 days. Excuse me. And we also take most PPO insurances. So if you guys have that question, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. We have given it a facelift. There is now we have a blog. We have YouTube links to our YouTube videos, and there will be categorized according to diagnosis as well as our radio show. So check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. You can find a lot of information there with Dr. Tong's new articles.
Let's go to our next first patient.
Okay. Okay, let's get our guest on the show today. Tony. Welcome, Tony. Welcome back to our show.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Dr. Elaine and Dr. Tong. How are you doing?
Good.
Today?
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing much better.
Great.
Tony is, we're actually doing a follow-up with him. He was on our show June 27th, show number 256, but we have some things to follow up and to clarify from the last show. Why don't you just recap again on what you've been going through the past couple years and how you got to where you are today?
Well, basically, the last couple of years have been, I started getting very tired, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. I got this enormous pain in my stomach one day and went into the hospital. I had gallstones, and they also noticed that my liver enzymes were skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran some more tests, and lo and behold, I come back, and they said I've been diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, how could this happen? I remember getting a blood transfusion back in 1984 or 83 from a car accident, which I received a blood transfusion. And that's the only possible place that it could have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said that it's about the time that it rears its head, 20, 25 years later.
Well, you also had some stressful events in your life, too, correct?
Yes. You know, the passing of my brother and my mother.
When was that?
Pardon me?
When was that?
That was recently in 2003 and in 2004.
So before you get sick?
Yes, right before I got sick.
So let me explain to you. After you get the transfusion, you already get the virus. But your body was strong, so you don't have any symptom. The virus there, you've got a very sensitive test. Then you detect the virus, viral level. But our test is very crude. So many times that people have a lot of symptoms, and then the test become normal, came back normal. It doesn't mean that you don't have the problem.
Right.
We all have AIDS virus. We all have hepatitis virus. We all have cancer cells in our body. As long as the more healthy you are, the less you have those. And the more difficult it is to detect those things. So just because the tests are normal, it doesn't mean that you're not normal. You're normal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of people have normal tests who feel terrible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I understand exactly what you're saying, Dr. Tong, because it's true. I realize how the stress has played a big part of this. This virus rearing its head,
right,
and being able to come out, and you know, my body not being in sync and in tune to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I begin to, you know, educate myself in that area, it's more and more that I become more spiritually in tune with my body, that allows me to acknowledge all these other things that are going on, these other spiritual viruses, the spiritual diseases, and whatever else is out there. They've always been here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just have to learn to live in harmony with them.
Exactly. Not to fight them.
Not to fight them.
Not to
exactly.
fight them. And, right and, now, we want to fight the swine flu. We want to fight all this.
Exactly.
Totally wrong.
Yeah, you want to strengthen yourself. Right.
The cause of any disease, whether it's depression, bipolar, arthritis, chronic pain, hepatitis, it's because your health is reduced, your health is weakened.
Yeah.
And the treatment of any disease is to cure them by restoring health. A health has to do with mind-body harmony. That's how stress produces a blockage between the mind and body. All your emotional energy, the Chinese call qi, go through your body through the antennas. They are called meridians, but they're actual antennas. Your body is just a receiver. Your body is not really you. Receive a real you and receive all the kind of chi. The chi go into the body and open up, attach the circulation and guide the circulation to different places. So when you have a lot of stress, you cause traffic jam between your mind and the body.
That's
and without your
so
mind
true.
Going in the body.
Dr. Tong, not to cut you off, but I would have never have realized that until you explained it to me that way.
Exactly.
Once I understood how you explained it, it made all the sense in the world.
You are very...
And I started opening up these jams throughout
exactly.
my body.
Everything caught you.
Look what's happened to my viral load. That really blew me out of the water.
Yes.
It's shooting down. It's never done that.
So how was it before we treated
you? It was up to 360,000, the viral load. Now it's down to... Dr. Lane, what was the last reading?
It was 118.
118.
Yeah, after 2 months of treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even after the very first treatment that Dr. Tong gave you, it already came down to 264, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
And that was after the first treatment it came down.
So from 360,000 to 264 after only one treatment.
One treatment, yeah.
Right.
Okay, you cannot call that anecdotal.
Yeah.
No, it's not anecdotal.
You cannot call that coincidence.
Okay, not only, doctor, listen, I mean, that's from a scientific perspective to see it. Mm-hmm. But now, from my perspective of how I feel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like night and day.
Your eyes poke up just right after the treatment. You know, people should go to, we have the video, YouTube
video. We'll have
video.
A YouTube video up.
We haven't that.
Tony, yeah. No, it'll be up, and we'll have the link there so you can see how he looks. We also need some before pictures of you to see how you were when
I
you were sick.
Yeah, I have some, and they don't look too good. And I got some ones from earlier when I was younger looked really good.
Yeah.
Wow. How I look now, it's just remarkable. I mean, even the doctors are not even recognizing me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you look really good. You know, and I'm like.
So basically, in the beginning of this year, in January, you were almost left for dead in the hospital, right?
I almost died in January. Yes, mm-hmm. The Mission Hospital,
and they wanted to put you in a nursing home.
Well, just
the doctor, Dr. Suriani, told my wife that she should admit me to a nursing home. Yeah, I couldn't.
So what did they do after they found you had hepatitis? They backtracked that.
Yeah.
What did
they
do? What did they plan to do?
You know, they planned to give me a liver transplant, give me interferon.
Mm-hmm.
Now the interferon ribavirin has been canceled because my platelets are so low.
Mm-hmm.
They said it would bring them down lower, but now they're hell bent on getting the liver transplant.
Yeah, it's actually a good thing that...
So you never received any interferon or anything?
No, because they said his platelets were too low, which is a good thing, because if you were put on interferon, you would get sicker.
I would get sicker, because it would damage my immune system.
Right.
Yeah, I want you go check on one case. It's one of my colleagues who had hepatitis B, Dr. Desmond, and he's a pediatrician, and he came down with hepatitis B, and then he tried Chinese herbs, from Chinatown, it didn't work. So we try a whole year of Western treatment, interferons and all these things, and the liver function never changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just as lousy. He came to see me within 5 or 6 treatment. He had been cured for the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Been working, you know, go for hepatitis B. The last name is Desmond, an MD.
Right.
So he told me the interferon actually caused him to have more trouble.
Yeah, he
came back to us. My first treatment, he was so much better. I think he had a total of 6 treatments. That was 9, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just tuning in right now, we're on the phone with Tony. He's here with a follow-up interview with us, diagnosed with hepatitis C about 2 years ago. Is that right, Tony?
Yes.
Getting progressively worse, was hospitalized at the beginning of this year. Now, let's clarify something, because the last time you were on with us, there was some question about a nodule in your liver. Can you tell us what happened with that?
Well, they had sent me in, UCLA had sent me into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, you need to go get an immediate MRI, because the last one we have was of 6 months of you, and they reported a nodule in the lower left lobe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone assumed it was the liver, the lower left lobe. That's what we're focused on.
Right.
Well, this the one who read the films apparently also got a part of the lung.
Mm.
So, and he said there was a lower left lobe in the lung, but he never put lung. He didn't put anything other than what we were focused on was the abdominal.
So they thought that there was a nodule in the liver.
Exactly. Right. Oh, God, you don't know what I went through with that.
And then when they did a repeat MRI, they didn't see the nodule in the liver.
They didn't see it, yes.
But because it wasn't there to begin with, right?
Because it was never there to begin with.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So what happened to the nodule in the lung?
It's not a nodule from firefighting and being exposed to smoke and everything. The doctor said that it was a possible scar.
Oh.
And then it hasn't changed in a year and a half, so we're going to leave it alone. It's just a scar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to get another similar story. One of my relatives, she had an MRI. She had history of breast cancer before. And we're going to get her on the show, Linda. And they found out that she have a nodule in the lung last year. Last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the oncologist never told her.
Yeah.
A year later, never told her. I don't understand. You know, we find a nodule in the lung, you don't tell your patient.
You don't tell your patients, right.
That's ridiculous.
Like, it's almost like they didn't tell me, because I never heard of it either.
Yeah. But anyway, a year later, they repeated the MRI.
It grew.
It grew.
Oh, Oh, boy.
She was devastated. She was so scared, sobbing, crying all the time. Mm-hmm. And she came back to us. We make her happy. And now the nodule is shrinking.
Yeah.
And the doctor could not believe how come their treatment is doing so fast.
Right.
You know what, Dr. Tong and Dr. Yeah. Elaine? I was watching Oprah show with Dr. Oz on there Tuesday, I believe. And he is also engaging with the Western art of the acupuncture because he has seen so much good reviews from it. I mean, if I was able to call him up right then and there and say, you got to go and talk to Dr. Tong,
you should,
because he's in tune with this.
Yeah.
But Dr. Oz is right. He's right on cue with the Western, the acupunctures. And then how they are very relative to what we are fighting in day and age.
Not only that, what we do is much more powerful than
acupuncture. So much more powerful.
And now that we've added the homeopathic injectables, this is what we've done for you and for Linda. The results are remarkable. You know,
to give you an example, okay, we have a patient who had low back pain, named Vladimir. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's going to check on the low back pain. It's maybe 5 years ago. He went to a local Chinese university and take 3 treatments a week for a whole year, 106 treatments. He still had a lot of low back pain. My very first treatment, 80% better. 4 treatments later, he hasn't had a treatment for the last 5 years. Cure. Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And also depend on who did acupuncture. And recently
That's
we
true.
Have a nurse. Okay. She had injury her wrist and her shoulder could not move, severe pain called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy,
mm-hmm. right.
a very debilitating disease. And she had almost 100 treatments, 2-3 times a week, times 10 months.
Yeah.
And still, she came in, she was just a mess. I gave her 1 acupuncture treatment, no shot. Her name is Jama. Okay.
Yeah.
And 1 treatment, all the pain disappear.
That was just acupuncture by you. So it really depends on who does the acupuncture, too.
Yeah, we didn't give any shot to her.
Yeah.
You know what to do. You can do a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little painful, but it's only lasts a few seconds each
mm-hmm.
shot. But I tell you, the reward is just unbelievable.
Now let's go over some of the symptoms you've been having. Headaches, abdominal pain, confusion, energy. How are all those symptoms
confusion,
now?
Confusion, yes.
Yeah.
Ammonia. It's the ammonia level that's been raising.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah.
And they have been minimizing substantially.
Yeah, the ammonia levels, I think, are definitely coming down.
Yes, mm-hmm. they
How
have.
How much?
Enough to have my wits about me every day.
I don't remember
Whereas
the exact number.
Before,
yeah.
I didn't have them.
Yeah.
Mm. It's because it all works in sync, because my kidneys work, you know, in sync with the liver, the pancreas, they all work together. So if one is affected, they all are affected. So when you started approaching and working on all of them, I was like, why are you working on this if this has nothing to do with it?
Exactly.
But I see now the benefit of it and why you were doing that.
Yes.
Because they all affect each other.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I want to reemphasize, the only way to treat a disease, to cure it, is to restore health. And healthy person have no symptom, no liver problem, no kidney problem, no spleen problem. Liver is wood. Okay, when the kidney is water make wood grow.
That's
so
right.
When your kidney is weak, okay, so you have weak kidney because the liver is bad. Liver is wood acts on inhibit earth, which is spleen.
Mm-hmm.
And the spleen produces platelets.
Right.
Okay, that's why the platelets low. So you cannot just say, oh, I got a liver transplant. And I can repeat again, okay, we have Apple's CEO,
Job.
Okay, he had a liver transplant. I can guarantee you So what? He's taking very toxic inhibitor rejection drugs, which is chemotherapy,
right.
used
yeah.
to treat cancer. Now, who want to
suppressive.
When somebody's so sick,
no.
then you want to inhibit to inhibit the immune system?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, doctor.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense from the very beginning when they said they want me to get to a certain MELD score in order to get the liver transplant. I'm saying, listen, doctor, wait a second. You're telling me you want to wait till I'm already half dead or almost dead before you give me a transplant? No, thank you. You know, it's like everything is backwards.
Even if you got a liver transplant you would not feel better.
No.
They would extend your life.
Because, then they told me about the immunosuppressants that I got to be on for the rest of my life, which is going to suppress
sick.
My immune system, and I'm not ready to do that.
You're already sick. Those chemicals are very strong and poisonous, and you harm your liver more. You harm the new liver. And on top of that, the reason why your liver is so bad is the circulation to the liver is not good enough. So you're not providing enough circulation, enough qi, and enough blood. So even you've got a healthy liver, but your traffic is all jammed up. And then on top of that, you loaded the body every day with toxic chemotherapy, which is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Do your doctors at UCLA know that that what you're doing? Because are they questioning, like, what's going on with your viral load?
It's funny you said that. They look at it and they give me a funny look, like, what other treatment are you doing?
Did you tell them?
I told them. I said, yeah, this is my life that I'm in, that you're talking about. And you know what? I almost died in January, and I have to find some other way to treat myself.
You should tell them very bluntly. You say, listen, after one treatment, right now, after four treatments, I'm lifting weight. Aren't you guys curious? Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys, look at me, okay? Aren't you guys curious what I'm doing that can drive down the viral load, more than 50%?
Yeah.
You guys cannot do it. Why are you not curious?
Yeah. I am sure that they are more than curious.
Yeah. Over 50% in about 2 months. A little over two months.
And look at, for the last 2 years, I've been getting nothing. Getting sicker with their treatment. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all their treatment is bad, but what they're doing for me now hasn't helped me.
Mm-hmm.
I've only gotten worse.
Let me tell you, okay,
Until I met Dr. Tong, the
treatment they gave you is bad. No kidding. I'm not being malicious, okay? If you look
You know what, Dr. Tong? I wouldn't believe it if I didn't experience it. But I'm telling you and everybody else, I experienced it, and I see the difference. I feel the difference. You can look at me and tell the difference. All my reports show the difference.
Yeah, we will do. We'll put up the initial YouTube video and also do a second one so people can see the comparison.
Yeah.
But I want to emphasize the fact that all the treatment they gave you are bad. Not kidding. Okay, I say restore health. Restore health. Okay, the only way to cure a disease is restore health. You cannot give the body something it does not use.
Not only that, it attacks the body.
Yeah, it attacks the body.
Yeah.
And how can you call that good?
Well, because their philosophy is that it stimulates your own immune system. But why don't you just stimulate it by stimulating
okay.
it?
Okay,
naturally.
Like the vaccine, okay? You say, okay, can you put criminals in the society? You stimulate the police. Nobody will ever suggest that.
Yeah.
The people will send them to a nut house.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah, because
that's
virus.
Basically the same thing they're doing.
Virus, okay? Now, vaccine are exactly disease, disorder, crime-causing criminals. You put that in the body and say, keep fighting swine flu. The reason why everybody is promoting it, not the government promoting it, the government are bought by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
And all the people are being paid, and that's why they scare you to death. The swine flu is almost harmless, compared to the regular flu, which kills more people.
Yeah.
And they just want to waste our money to buy so much vaccine.
Well, Tony, is there anything else you want to add as far as how you feel and what you're going to continue to do?
I'm completely set of what I'm doing is working for me, and I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop until I'm completed.
You're also able to go out now. You went kayaking a few weeks ago, right?
Me and my wife went kayaking.
Is it terminal liver?
Yes, we did.
I know, and you're diagnosed with terminal liver failure, right?
End stage liver disease.
Right.
Yes.
You know what? If you get a liver transplant, you'll be kayaking underground.
I feel great. I feel great within the last few months that I've been treating with you. Like I said, I can't even put it in words.
Yeah.
That's how overwhelmed it is.
See, liver transplant might add year to you, but no life.
Yeah.
We add life and year.
Yeah.
You add life and year and the fulfillment of life.
And you've only actually been coming for about 2 months.
A little A little over two months.
Okay.
We want to tell two more cases on liver transplant. One of them is John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which number is that? You know.
I don't have it at the top of my head. But
yeah. He waited for a year and a half and was so sick. But after the first treatment, he was so much better. Three or four treatments later, he moved to Fresno all by himself. Nobody helping him. And then back 18 years ago, 17 years ago, I have another person from UCLA. They wanted to do a liver and a heart transplant, but they could not do it. He was only 43. Yeah, he would die if he do both of them. He was so sick.
Mm-hmm.
But after five treatments, he walked up four flights of stairs. At that time, I didn't even know what I was doing.
You didn't realize what you were tapping into.
I know, yeah.
Well, Tony, this is great. Thank you so much for coming on with us again to share your story. We're going to keep tracking your progress, and hopefully we'll get those platelets up soon, and the viral will continue to go down.
Yeah, one thing that will help your platelet is... it's a raw penis with that the membrane, whatever you call that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, eat the raw peanut with eat some of those.
Really?
Yeah, especially the wrapping.
Right.
I know the brown wrapping is part of the shell. It's like
all
this,
the wrapping,
like the peel.
Astringent, which is good for liver.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
All right.
It's a shame, that we can't get it out to more people to recognize what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think there's so many people out there that are hurting.
Exactly.
And so many people that are
waiting for liver transplant, waiting for this transplant.
You know, and it's a shame.
Nobody needs any transplant.
We have something here that works.
I know.
Yeah. We can help them.
And now they're pushing for this healthcare reform.
Oh, God.
Quote,
please,
unquote,
don't
okay?
Even say
that's
that.
Going to bankrupt our country fast.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Tony. You have a great weekend.
Okay, Dr. Tang.
Thank you.
You have a nice day,
okay.
Dr.
You too.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. This is Dr. Elaine Tong. We had with us Tony, diagnosed with end-stage liver disease. He's been with us for 2 months now. His viral load has come down over 50%. He's able to go out kayaking now. His headaches have decreased. His abdominal pain is better. He is thinking clear after only a little over 2 months of treatment. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.